This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nico, during a break earlier, said, hey, Alex, why aren't you covering that the Obama administration, after 4 weeks after it passed global, has now released the text of the TPP trade deal? We've got it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also in the center column of DrudgeReport.com. Details of Obama trade released, 30 chapters, 2,000-plus pages. And we're linking there in the article to the PDFs. 100-plus different PDF documents. Incredible. And we only had three sections before. It was nightmarish, so guaranteed. In the next few days and tonight with the Nightly News, I know David Knight's hosting the fourth hour, we're going to be digging through all of this, bringing you the details of the nightmare. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to your phone calls. I also want to air the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. saying that Russia's response, he believes, is going to be really big. That is coming up. And I want to take your phone calls, obviously discussing the Russian plane that are now saying a bomb or a missile, probably a bomb, by ISIS, and the West is acting like their feelings are hurt for Russia. This is a proxy army. So where do you see this going? We've got Habu in Wisconsin, Bill in Wisconsin, Doug in Minnesota, Rock in Minnesota, John in Texas, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, how you been? It's been a while since I've called in.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, and you played that information by the neocon John Bolton. I think we got to look at the total international picture here. Automatically, the Western nations are saying ISIS blew it up, and that makes me suspicious, okay? I think we could have British intelligence. I think we could have Mossad. I think we have a lot of players in this mix. What bothers me about ISIS the most is that here we have a group of jihadi extremists that are attacking Arab countries, but are leaving Israel completely off the radar. Now, wouldn't you think that they would want to cause great harm to the state of Israel and to the Jews in the world? And
well, sure, but the Saudi Arabians basically run al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they're not attacking Israel because Saudi Arabia is allied with Israel. And in the south and in the Golan, Israel is actually backing Syrian rebels. That's on record. It's despicable, too.
So we shouldn't automatically say, okay, ISIS did it, when I think there's some strings being pulled in the background. And, of course, you know, myself in Wisconsin, I can't prove this, but I get the same kind of sense, having watched some of this over 30, 40 years. And that's all I'm saying.
Well, I think what you say is 100% legitimate and should be investigated, because all these governments, whether it's Israel, England, the United States, have all been caught staging false flags and blaming it on people. The difference is ISIS doesn't care if they get blamed. They're already under attack. They would have the motive to strike at Russia to say, leave us alone. That's all I'm saying. I don't think we know yet. I think it's clear, though, that it didn't blow up on its own. Habu and others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Just look at some of the insane headlines at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and some of these on DrugsReport.com. Family hires attorney after school punishes girl for hugging classmate. Hateful bait Tarantino slams white supremacy of police. Outraged parents demand school districts allow kids to have recess again. They say it's dangerous, even let kids walk around now. Walking's not allowed. It's total prison behavior. Well, I guess prisoners get recess. A student waving stapler leads to school lockdown. Major police response. 460,000 plus drug overdoses kill more Americans a year than car crashes. And cops don't even kill 1,000 people a year. But the number one issue is the cops are killing everyone. The cops, the cops, the cops. That's only meant for destabilization. Again, I'm not endorsing bad cops or federalization. I'm just saying this is part of a larger plan. City of hate, mom breastfeeding baby, mugged at knife point in Manhattan Park. Well, it's a Bloomberg heaven. California ballot initiative would require porn actors to wear condoms. NATO chief sounds alarm over Russian buildup. And it continues. Scientists studying five-year-old savant says they're displaying signs of telepathy. Pentagon spends millions paying pro sports teams to honor soldiers at games. Rumblings of Super Bowl boycott after Houston LGBT measure rejected. Proposal would allow 16-year-olds to vote for president. 2016, woman spontaneously combust on park bench. Wow, that happens every year or so. It's usually women, too. They just blow up like space aliens shot them or something. The great global warming scare has now been exposed. Arctic ice growing. Massive magma chamber found below Mount St. Helens. It could blow again. Creepier than Google glasses, a third eye in the middle of your head. Researchers grow grain parts to study development and disease in the brain. That's just some of the news. And then now they've released the TPP 4 weeks after it was negotiated for 2 years and then secretly agreed to 4 weeks and a day later. They now have released it, but it looks like we've been looking over. It looks like all of it's not there. There's confusion. There's over 100 PDFs. We will be ferreting into that. You can certainly believe it. I want to go to your phone calls. Ron Paul's coming up. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and David Knight will be hosting the new fourth hour that we've added to the show, the Overdrive, the latest news, the recap, the you want more, you got it. Fourth hour of the InfoWar. 3 hours with Alex Jones, fourth hour with our rest of our great crew and reporters, and sometimes I host the fourth hour as well. The nightly news is 7 o'clock tonight. You know, Lee and McAdoo went and reported live with Josh Owens up outside St. Louis at a giant burning landfill underground that has radioactive waste in it, massive birth defects and deaths in the area, and the government just says everything's fine. Tonight we will air part one of our interview with Poison Kids of Coldwater Creek, victims of St. Louis nuclear legacy, discuss their youth innocently playing in the beautiful creek that would one day lead to their deaths, cancers, and deformities of multiple generations. The Poison Kids of Coldwater Creek serve as a warning of what could befall the city of St. Louis if the remnants of the war are left lurking in a smoldering landfill. This is a real state of emergency as Manhattan Project waste was secretly dumped in many cities throughout the nation, not just St. Louis. All Americans deserve to know if they, too, have been exposed to nuclear radiation. Well, I don't know, Leanne. Maybe you're being racist against radiation. Maybe it's good for you. We heard that the kids up by Fukushima should be thankful that they live near radiation, that it's good for them now that their thyroid cancers are up about 1,000%. And they admit it's killing them. And the butterflies are dying. And the plants are mutating. But that's okay. Because we're going to put in transgender bathrooms. That's okay. It's okay if the inoculations are causing cancer. It's okay if they're causing neurological disorders. It's okay. We got a handicap ramp here at the office. See? Gouge your eyeballs out and give you a cane. Take your job away and give you a welfare check, barely enough to live. Talk about police state. State law makes it a felony to touch a police officer, even off duty and out of uniform. Extends the cloak of qualified immunity to cover every aspect of law enforcement officer's life. Yeah, and that just adds to the arrogancy. William Gregg writes on that. We should get him on. Very scary stuff. And again, the government wants more power, but then it's going to scapegoat its minions when the public gets mad at them and make the whole revolution just about going after them. That's why I hammer that. But I want to go to your phone calls, Habu and others. Before I do that, here is John Bolton, the former head U.S. envoy to the U.N., the guy that made up the WMD garbage. He's one of the chief people. But he says Russia he expects a really strong response, an extraordinary, massive, what was the word he used, Are they trying to sucker the Russians into an even bigger war in a new Afghanistan? Yeah, I think the New World Order's got some tricks up its sleeve, but the world isn't as ignorant as it was back then. We know the tricks, but doesn't mean that they won't succeed unless we get the word out. Let's go to this clip.
United States Ambassador, UN Ambassador John Bolton goes on the record. Good evening, sir. And, you know, maybe this is...
Back that up. Who does he look like? He looks like some cartoon character, but I can't exactly place it. He looks like a brush mop. I mean, I'm not knocking his mustache. It's just that hair and that whole... It's like a mad scientist game or something. Is there a mad scientist game the kids play? I've seen the cover of it. It shows a mad scientist on the cover. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, like, make fun of how he looks. Imagine if you crossed him with Hillary, what it would look like. Look like a space alien? All right, I'm sorry. Let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
Good evening, sir. And, you know, maybe this is a wake-up call to Putin.
Oh, yeah, back it up. Back it up to start. I'm sorry. Yeah, I watched this last night. Happened to be watching Fox, and then obviously we had it on the website this morning, Infowars.com. But it just clicked for me watching it. Greta Van Susteren is really either super ignorant or is one of the biggest liars I've ever seen in her bash Russia rhetoric. Because she keeps saying, why won't Russia do something about ISIS? Why won't Russia stand up and join us fighting Al-Qaeda? And Bolton knows it's an international stage. He goes, well, actually, they are. Well, actually, I mean, Greta Van Susteren is either totally stupid or it wins the BSer Award of 2015. Let's go back to the clip.
United States Ambassador, UN Ambassador John Bolton goes on the record. Good evening, sir. And, you know, maybe this is a wake-up call to Putin about ISIS. I mean, you know, this is an attack. All their citizens, much like our citizens, got attacked. They lost 244. We lost 3,000. But maybe now he will see ISIS as the threat it is.
Well, I don't think he's ever doubted that ISIS is a threat, particularly.
Back it up 10 seconds. They invaded Syria to take out ISIS. I mean, this is a total upside-down inversion of reality we talk about here. And she keeps saying it as a talking point. This is who they put on television? She's the type of prosecutor to put innocent people in prison, in my view. And, man, is she an example of bad plastic surgery. I'm not talking about how she looks, but, I mean, who are these weird snapping turtle people? Maybe they're really aliens wearing rubber masks or something. Man, it looks like she's wearing a rubber mask. And I'm not just kidding how she looks, but, I mean, what she says, it's just, why do you insult us? But then I realize she's got a bunch of addled viewers drinking Diet Coke, don't know what planet they're on. Go back to it. Just go back to it.
They lost 244. We lost 3,000. But maybe now he will see ISIS as the threat it is.
Well, I don't think he's ever doubted that ISIS is a threat, particularly deep inside Russia itself.
Yeah, they invaded over it.
I think his objective in Syria was to bolster the Assad regime. But if it turns out that ISIS is responsible for downing this plane, that is the single biggest mistake they have ever made, because Putin now will retaliate. And he won't mess around like President Obama has done. It will be, I think, extraordinarily massive. And I think he needs to do that for a number of reasons, including his domestic political calculus.
And then it just goes on from there. We're three more times in 4 minutes. I want to go to calls, but they just continue on and on and on. I'm going to come back and go to Habu, and then to John, Tom, Doug, and Charlene and others. I'm going to get to all of you. And then Ron Paul's only coming on for like 10 minutes with some campaign news, so I'll go right back to your calls after that. We've now got subliminal messages all over TV. Just the ones we're catching are all over, where I'm a sexual abuser of women, I'm a drug dealer, and I say cancer is good for you. The latest is they actually dummied up an article from InfoWars and reported it on Bill Maher, I have the video, as if we actually said this. I mean, Bill Maher literally thinks his audience are idiots. You know, Bill Maher would get record ratings if I came on his show. And he knows that. They know that every show I go on is huge ratings. Big national news. He won't. So I'll tell him, shut up with his pre-written lines and listen to reality. I'd like to slap him. He didn't even take a punch. I'd just backhand him right in his nose.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, I want to get at least two calls in from Habu and John in this segment. Then Ron Paul's popping in, then I'll go to Doug and others. Habu in Wisconsin, you're on the air. What's your take on the shoot down of the airliner, which they now admit was an act of terrorism, basically?
Thank you for the opportunity. I believe that's correct, and that's what I thought even before they mentioned it, because of the way that the news came out. But here's the important point. you know, when you look at the logistics around a plane, meaning all these people coming, as you alluded to earlier, you know, food service, servicing it, bringing in all the luggage, etc., plus cleaning out the passenger area. It is so easy to really smuggle, a kind of a bomb device in there. And so, by my way of thinking, they don't even need, these expensive shoulder missiles or something of that sort, because they do have inside, contacts with people. And just think of it, a guy who's making $500 a month and they give him a million-dollar bounty, you know, it's very clear which way the person's going to go.
That's right. And these radicals funded by different Western intelligence agencies will do anything. And they all have connections. So whether the West gave the orders to ISIS to do this or al-Qaeda to do this, and they're the prime suspects, it doesn't matter. The West helped build them up and let them reconstitute, so they are basically guilty of it. And I think that's why you see Cameron and others scrambling to distance themselves from this and act like they're all upset, because they know that this is a major escalation. And I think probably ISIS did this on their own. What do you think?
You know, we can call it ISIS, but they have their networks, just like, you know, this whole alternative currency network called Hawala, where they can send money anywhere in the world by unorthodox means. They have their contacts, and, you know, for the right price, people will do it. But and I'm very glad that you said that we have built this up, and look at the fallout from this. I mean, the thousands of people going to Europe, I mean, it's kind of inundating that civilization. And not that these are bad people, but this is not something that, such a drastic change in such a short time by so many people is just deleterious to any...
It's a destabilization program. What do you think the end game is?
Well, the end game is chaos. That is for sure. The end game is for sure. May I just add one more thing? You know, despite what Bolton and all these neocon enablers say, Putin and Russia are quite measured. And they can't pick on Mecca or some of the holy places of Islam to bomb. I mean, that wouldn't be they couldn't do a quid pro quo. But they're very measured, and they'll take this. But I think this is going to mean a loss of tourism wholesale for that region of the world, and perhaps even other places. Where
sure, that's the sad part, is it's only going to hurt the Muslims and the Arabs and the Africans. It's just these radical jihadi groups are just a scourge in the Middle East. It's a beautiful place. It's been stable before, and it's just been wrecked by the West funding these groups. I mean, the West is guilty to a great extent of this. Thank you for the call. John in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
You know, the country you need to go visit is Russia. We really need to know what's going on in Russia. Is Vladimir Putin really a reformer? Are the churches open? Are the people having more freedom?
I thought about that. I also want to go to Russia and investigate that for myself as well. I agree.
And as far as that one guy said about the Middle East, that there's so many intelligence agencies over there, the New World Order is backing all these Arab groups that nobody knows for sure, you know, what's really going on there. I mean, was that just a fringe Muslim group that did it on their own, or were they under the direction of one of our intelligence agencies? There's a lot of ifs about what's going on there, you know.
Sure, but the message is clear. Saudi Arabia said, we're going to start hitting you a year ago with terrorism, soft targets if you don't back off in Syria. Now it's happened. So I think they're guilty just for what they said. I mean, if you say, do this or I'm going to kill you, and then that person gets killed, who's the prime suspect?
Saudis. The Saudis are working for us, though. They're our boys.
No, I totally agree. And when we say working for us, this isn't us doing this. This is crazy criminals that have hijacked this country and are trying to put tranny bathrooms in elementary schools. We are living in an insane asylum.
We are. We got the same people running the country. And they're not only running the country, they're running Europe and a lot of other places too.
Yeah, we're in decline, like Camille Paglia said. And again, I'm not obsessing on trannies. She said the obsession on trannies is a sign of our total decline. Our elites think they can go around messing with everybody all day and jack with our families and tell us what to eat and tell us how to have babies. I mean, it's just, they're crazy. Get out of our lives. You're not God. Stop starting wars. Stop murdering Christians. We'll be back with Ron Paul.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday worldwide broadcast, the 5th day of November 2015. Now, we've had so many requests. People like to hear it live on the radio, and not everybody's on the internet. But I will re-air the Matt Drudge interview from a month ago when he just showed up in studio and revealed what he told us privately, that he's a big super fan. Obviously, he's linked to us today in some of our reports. So it's a great interview. It was in over 500 newspapers that we know of. It was all over national television. It was really an informative interview on so many subjects. He only gives an interview every few years. That interview will re-air in the third hour. Then David Knight comes in with the fourth hour to host with all the latest breaking news and other intel. Now, I'm very honored to have Congressman, former Congressman, and medical doctor Ron Paul join us today. Ron Paul joins us to talk about election 2016 and his view on where the libertarian, patriot, freedom movement is going, and also talk some about Rand Paul and what his strategy is there for the White House, because this stuff can go back and forth. He was the leader 4 months ago, and then he got in the middle of the pack. Now he's come back up some. The media's tried to demonize him, tried to ignore him. The big tell is that they spend so much time attacking him and so much time trying to not give him enough time in the debates, because they know that he actually has a real domestic and foreign policy. And usually when Ron Paul comes on, the elder, he doesn't talk a lot about his son. But today I'm told that he's happy to get into some of that. So what should we tackle first, Dr. Paul? There's so much to go over here. Where should we start?
Well, I think you've touched on the most important thing. You know, I think they fear the truth. You're a victim of that, too. They don't put you on national news all the time when you try to get the truth out. And when Rand does, you know, he's excluded. And you remember so clearly when you were giving us support, you know, 4 and 8 years ago, that they don't want to hear the truth because we're challenging it. And it isn't like it's the Democrats' fault. It's just as much the Republicans, because, you know, there is this tremendous coalition between the leadership of both parties. You take, for instance, I think it dramatically illustrates how the two parties work when you see Pelosi and Boehner working so hard to raise the debt and the spending and claim, you know, the world would come to an end if we didn't do this. So therefore, if you're an independent Democrat or an independent Republican or an independent thinking person in the presidential race, yes, they have to do a lot to destroy that individual. But hopefully we can overcome that, because, you know, the truth is hard to destroy, although they have a lot of tools that they can work us over on.
Now, I'm told today at randpaul.com, folks can go there and find out about a new initiative to really try to get Rand Paul back up at the front of the line. Even though you didn't win your three runs for the presidency, you know, the one back in the 80s, and then, of course, the two more recently, it built a liberty movement now that has built the true libertarian Tea Party that's now challenging the neocons that you were just talking about, and unseating people like Boehner and almost getting an audit of the Fed. We've gone from you getting no co-sponsors 20 years ago to almost auditing the Fed. So clearly I see us as gaining ground, and even if Rand Paul doesn't win, supporting him, donating, spreading the word wins, because he gets the word out. But he actually has a shot. He's been the front runner before. We see people shoot back and forth. I've seen the national polls, as you know. You've also got them. He's one of the best candidates, if not the best, in an election with Hillary. That's my big concern. Some of these other candidates show well with Republican voters because of their rhetoric, but they just don't have the background to prove that they do what they say they'll do.
Yeah, they're too similar, you know, because they endorse the same foreign policy, and Rand is the only one that has a different foreign policy. But, you know, it's a real dilemma about the Tea Party movement, because it's not a monolith. And you recall very well when it started, and, you know, it started with our first campaign. On the original date of the Tea Party, you know, in 07, I guess it was. But, you know, when it became so popular and we tapped into how unhappy the people were very quickly, the moneyed interests, you know, the pro-war people and the pro-big government people, they quickly usurped this. They got in and got control of it, and they blended it into, you know, the conventional Republican message. So there was a time early on when it was very, very delineating with, if you were a member of the Tea Party. But right now, you know, if you bump into somebody and say, well, I'm a member of the Tea Party, well, I'd like to know what they believe in. And so often they don't have the vaguest idea of how it was started and what the original intent was. And the Tea Party has lost its momentum. But I don't think the ideas have lost the momentum. The American people, as a matter of fact, in some ways, I see that we have gained a lot. I think the large majority of American people aren't looking for another war, and they don't trust Obama on foreign policy. I think now, and you already mentioned the Fed, more people are concerned about the Fed today than they've ever been. I just wish we could get this out, and that's what I want Rand to be able to do, to try to counteract you know, the media trying to exclude them, is to get the issue of the monetary policy and the Federal Reserve out there, as well as the foreign policy. But even from the very first time he started campaigning for the Senate, his big issue has always been the debt. And it's a good item, because debt represents big government. If you can't have the debt, if you can't monetize the debt, and you run out of borrowing, you know, the government has to collapse. So far, the Fed still has the credibility. They can monetize debt, and people are still behind the spending, and the Paul Krugmans of the world are still winning the day. Deficits don't matter. But I'll tell you what, I think the majority of American people are waking up, and it's been shows like yours and many others on the Internet that has caused people to pay attention, even though I can't identify and say, oh, what I want to be is the leader of the Tea Party movement and go and think that I'm going to get total response from them. But there's a lot of people who don't say, oh, I'm a Tea Party person, who endorse many of the ideas that we've been talking about here, for,
sure,
especially these last 5 or 6 years.
Well, I should delineate that more myself, because I was there when it spontaneously, when you launched on that date, began what we call the Tea Party. They were mad at the Republicans and Democrats. They were libertarian constitutionalists, paleoconservatives, and the media admitted it was Ron Paul's Tea Party. These crowds of 5,000, 10,000, 40,000, 50,000 or bigger. And then they sent in the Republicans. They tried to take it over. I think they've lost really completely co-opting it, though they partially did. I think there's a battle over the soul of it. But I agree with you. We don't stand or fall on the Tea Party. But you see how the Republican and Democratic leadership, when we get internal audio of their high-level fundraiser meetings, they've circled the wagons to give money collectively to defeat Campaign for Liberty people, to stop folks that are affiliated with you or sound like you. And so I think it's important, even though you're a humble man, Dr. Paul, to talk about the fact that you really are the founder of what is the Tea Party. And so I think people should listen to that and know where they came from. It's not John Boehner. It's not Paul Ryan. It's not people like Newt Gingrich. No, they are the neocon rhinos that are the problem. And they have attacked your son so much because they know his track record working with you, working with others, where he stood. I mean, I remember, Rand, whenever I was trying to get you on my show, when you were running for Congress in like 1996, trying to get back in, and you'd come on, you'd gotten some support, and then I got a call from the campaign saying, well, Rand's starting to do interviews. That's his son. Can he come on so we can get some more critical votes? Because back then your district still came into the south of Austin, and I was on the radio in Austin. So, I mean, that's how long he's been fighting for the liberty movement, and that's why I know we can trust him, and that's why there's a money bomb today at randpaul.com. And folks, especially if you're middle class or wealthy, if you're not giving money to libertarian patriot candidates, and if you're not supporting really the guy that's carrying the torch for the Campaign of Liberty type movement that's been persecuted, dirty tricks, you name it, you're crazy. You can't ask people to run for Congress or run for Senate or run for president and then not support them. And, usually it's poor people end up giving money to folks. It needs to be the middle class. If you don't vote with your dollars, and if you don't vote with your mouth and vote with writing letters to the editor, if you don't get aggressive, we're going to lose this country. So I want to see a lot of people go to randpaul.com today and to donate so that we can continue to have him out there in the debates on the campaign trail. And there is a good chance he can vault back to number one and could beat Hillary in a general election. Ron Paul, go ahead.
I was going to say, you stated it well, because I've never been real good at calling up a person and say, hey, how about donating money? Somebody told me once, don't approach this thing that they're donating money, because in reality, we should be asking people to invest their money.
That's it.
It's not like they're donating money to Ron Paul or Rand Paul. I mean, this is expensive, and to compete with either the very wealthy candidates or to compete with, the establishment parties, and
this is a war.
Tax are huge, yeah.
It's a war. Our founders gave all their treasure, their blood, their families. We're not going to save the Republic without giving blood, sweat, tears, and money. That's what I'm getting at.
That, of course, is, I think the telltale of this campaign is going to be decided here within the next month or so. And we're hoping that this money bomb is going to be, very instrumental. But, even with the less funds that he's had, The organization is still working very hard on the same tactics that I use, and that is get to the college campuses. And, you know, there's a bunch of young people who are out there, and it's sort of under the radar. You don't hear, you know, they wouldn't give us credit and say, you know, yes, 10,000 young people organized to go out and round up the votes. No, they don't want to do that. But, and like he says, you know, these people who come around and say, oh, you're not rating high enough, why don't you just quit? He says, well, they at least ought to have the chance to vote. How can you – maybe the people are orchestrating this, well, you better just drop out, are the ones who are fearful that he might stay in. And but he still have to prove that we have the funds to get out the vote and score in the early primaries.
Undoubtedly, there's been a lot of dirty tricks in the media, attempts to shoot him down. I know you don't like to give a lot of attention to that, but that's the proof that somebody's the person to support when the establishment's coming after him. I've never heard Rand Paul say that he loves Hillary Clinton. I've never heard him say he's for an assault weapons ban. I have heard that out of Donald Trump. People are in love with Donald Trump's rhetoric. I'm just concerned that there may be a double cross going on here.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, hit the popularity there might get things moved along, and then when you discover the double cross, but you know, that's sort of typical of most politicians. They say one thing and they fool and deceive the people, then they get in. Just think of Obama running as the peace candidate, you know, and heck, he's going to have more wars going on than he inherited, and they were bad enough already. So, but they're able to deceive the people. And that's the reason why we have to be able to get a message out.
Well, I totally agree with you. In the few minutes we have left, speaking of war, Rand Paul was the first to expose that we were becoming Al-Qaeda's Air Force in Syria, to say no to it. Then Ted Cruz jumped on the bandwagon, to his credit, and then expanding on all of that. Then the media turns around and goes, Rand Paul's not tough on ISIS, when Rand Paul, Senator Paul, from the beginning tried to stop the whole war from happening. It's just the incredible ignorance of some of the voting public sometimes about geopolitical issues, and then separately the Russian airliner getting blown up. I'm concerned Russia's being sucked into a new Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's very well could be the case, and I'm afraid of the escalation, whether it's our involvement there and even the Russians' involvement. I know they have an easier justification. The fact that they have a base and a treaty and they've been invited in there by the government is one thing, but still, there's too much room for error what's going on over there, because nobody knows you know, what's going on. I was thinking the other day about the old song about who's on first, you know, the Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Who's on first? Who's in charge? Who's the enemy? And because it's absolute chaos, you know. And again, Obama just announced they were going to drop more weapons in for the ISIS faction or the Al-Qaeda faction or whatever that they like. And they don't know any
Crazy.
More than the man in the moon, because it ends up usually being used against us.
What do you make of Putin coming out and saying man-made global warming is nothing but a global government tax to wreck nation states? Now the Hungarian prime minister's come out and said the treasonous conspiracy to marginalize nation states opening their borders. More and more, I mean, I read the Russian news every day. It sounds like it's libertarian or something. That's really scary when the foreign press sounds more Americana than America.
Yeah, that is a little bit scary, and then you always get blamed, and of course you get blamed for a lot of things, as I do. But you do this, and then they accuse you of you hate America, you're un-American, you know, all that nonsense, you're against the troops, and yet there's so often you come up with you know, some points that Putin makes. But it never distracts from my position that the founders were correct in staying out of these entangling alliances. You know, if Russia and Putin is not moving in the direction that we think and hope, then they have to deal with that. They got in a mess with will be nothing automatic. They got in a mess with Afghanistan. We never even learned any lesson about that. But I think it's their area of the world, you know, we'd be, can you imagine what we'd be like if the Chinese and the Russians were on the borders of Mexico? I mean,
crazy.
We would be pretty much outraged. But, you know, I think NATO is one of the most ornery organizations because Putin is more or less counteracting the aggressiveness of NATO. NATO is the one that's putting these missiles right up on their borders and getting stirring trouble up in Ukraine. So, I always remember back when Robert Taft advised we not even get into NATO, that it would involve us in Bogostan and in Europe. And I think that's exactly what has happened.
Well, RandPaul.com, a money bomb going on right now, and it is so important to have Rand Paul in this race. We've got to keep him in there for the long haul, so it's important to donate, ladies and gentlemen. It is an investment. It is war bonds. And if we don't resist, we know we're going to lose. If we don't give up, then we know in the end we're going to win, because what we're promoting is freedom. What we're promoting is the answer to all this tyranny. We're coming close to the financial implosion. More and more people are waking up. I mean, in closing, we've got 30 seconds. Look at the Pope calling for world government, Mr. Paul. I mean, it is just a wild time where everything we've talked about is pretty much coming true.
Yeah, and I think that every single day that you can see this, and yet the deception continues, you know, but it is going to be the confidence factor, which is a subjective factor. When the confidence is lost in us, in trust in America, trust in our military, or trust in our dollar, this thing comes unraveled rather quickly. It is, and it won't be stoppable. And
right.
It's a house of cards, and I think you're absolutely right. We're approaching that rather rapidly.
Dr. Paul, Godspeed, RandPaul.com. Get in there and buy your war bonds. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
All right, I'm going to do this segment the next. We're going to go to the interview with Drudge. There's been so many requests for that. And then David Knight comes back live in the fourth hour. But interview that good, you got to air it at least once. And I don't mean it's some rebroadcast on a holiday. I want to go to Doug, Charlene, Dave, Tom, Mama, and others. We're going to go to Tom in London here in just a moment. First off, we're trying to support Rand Paul. We're trying to support authors. We're trying to have other people on. I mean, we're just here trying to promote the Liberty Movement. But you funding this show is so key. When you buy a Hillary for Prison shirt, or you buy a Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works, or you buy an Anti-Socialism shirt, or a Molon Labe Pro-Gun shirt, or when you buy a Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, 10% off promo code WATER, when you buy a Life Straw or a Life Spring Straw, or other survival items or high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding this operation. Now, this week's special, running Wednesday to next Wednesday, is BrainForce. And I'm not going to sit here and belabor what's in BrainForce. Go to InfoWarsLife.com and read it for yourself. This is the best brain pill without being speedy and without feeling bad later that we can come up with the very best organic ingredients, and it's got a whole bunch of them in there. Go read about it today. It's 25% off BrainForce. And we sell out of this every time we get it back in. So we do a discount on something like this. It will really move quick. And that also, again, will help more folks take the leap, take the step to buy a bottle and try it out. And then we think it's so good, you'll start buying it. And then that means we don't have to plug as much, which we only plug about once an hour. So that's how we fund this operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. You can pay $5.95 a month, and 20 people can use your membership to see the nightly news and all my films and ebooks and other documentaries at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank you all that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. It makes a great holiday gift. Just buy one membership for yourself and then give your username so folks can log in and use it as Christmas presents as e-cards. That's a pretty good deal right there. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, Tom in London. It's Texas calling. Tom, you're on the air worldwide. What's your take on this plane, the Russian airliner?
Okay, thanks, Alex. I think if it was brought down by a bomb, we should consider that it was a false flag intended to blame ISIS, but committed by Putin.
I think you have to look at the Russians staging false flags. They've done it before.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've done it before in 1999. The apartment building in Moscow.
They did catch Moscow. Moscow.
Going in.
Sorry, go ahead and tell folks what they did.
That was the main justification for them going into Chechnya. And, you know, that was the only way they could have justified going in there and all the tens of thousands that the Russians lost. And I think that Putin knew from day one that he'd probably have to go in to Syria on the ground. And, you know, the Syrian army and Hezbollah are suffering quite heavy losses at the moment. And, I heard that the Iranians had lost some senior officers there.
Five of them.
And I think there's only so much they can do from the air. They can hold the line sort of thing. And they might risk losing the east to the Kurds, depending on what goes on there. So they might need to go in quite heavily on the ground. So it's possible that the only way that they could do that is to have this sort of outrage.
You know, I said that earlier. I said, could it be a false flag? But then ISIS doesn't even do stuff that's good for them. It's bad for ISIS to blow up the plane if they did it. They have taken credit, but that could be a Russian cutout. You've got a good point. I don't think we know because all these governments do false flags. And then there's the Machiavellian argument. Well, good. Russia kills 224 of its own people, so thousands don't die from an ISIS invasion. And that way leads to hell. That way is Mordor. That way is absolutely unjustifies the means garbage. Thank you, Tom. Interesting point. Back in 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones.